Rafters not having the game that they were hoping for as they trail it 4-0 early on, but still plenty of time left in the game as Madden Akko will get the inning led off for the Rafters. Right-handed hitting shortstop today. It's a righty-righty matchup between him and Marhefke. Grounds one over to third, picked up by Gian. Throw to first, little high, and oh man, what a save on first base by Joe Manella. Leaping sky high in the air, he might have dunked that baseball. 5-3 on the putout, and man, Joe Manella is likely going to be getting dinner from Eric Gion tonight, helping him avoid an E5. Brings up Landon Gaz to the plate with one out in the top of the second. Bases empty. First pitch on the way home in there for strike number one. 0-1 the count. And Landon Gaz, right-handed hitting first baseman. One of the few players not playing out of position today, it feels like. 0-1 the count coming home. It's fouled back, and now an 0-2 count in the Rafters roster. Injury depleted and not getting helped out as school seasons come closer with fall ball creeping up on us and makes it more difficult to find replacements as a swing and a miss from Gaz makes him go down on three pitches. All three strikes, and it's a K, the first strikeout of the game for Steve Marhefke. Taking a look at the Green Bay defensive alignment, Braden Buchanan is behind the plate with Steve Marhefke on the mound. Now up to the plate, Peyton Bryant for the Rafters, right-handed hitting third baseman, righty-righty matchup. First pitch on the way, in there on the breaking ball for strike number one, 0-1 the count. On the Rockers infield, at first, Joe Manella, second is David Bionia, third is Eric Gion, and short is Zage Lancaster. 0-1 misses outside. Now a 1-1 count to Peyton Bryant. In the Rockers outfield, and left it's Colin Helms. In center, Max Humphrey. And in right, Aiden Cooney. 1-1 count to Bryant, and the fastball low and outside for ball number two. Now a 2-1 count. Peyton Bryant, right-handed hitting third baseman. Makes it a righty-righty matchup. Pitch on the way home. Breaking ball in there for strike number two. That was a beauty. On the lower outside corner, and Bryant didn't give it second thought. 2-2 the count, and Peyton Bryant off to a strong start in his Rafters career, hoping to keep that going. Sends one into right center field, dropping down. It will get in for a two-out single. Bryant stays hot, another hit for him. He had a two-hit game yesterday. He's got a hit in three out of his last four games and entered this game with a .444 on-base percentage. Able to keep that rising here early in his Rafters career, and it brings up Lachlan Maud to the plate with a man on first and two outs in the top of the second. Still 4-0, the Green Bay Rockers have the lead, and Lachlan Maud, the right-handed hitting catcher, righty-righty matchup, breaking ball high for ball number one. 1-0 the count, and Maud from New Mexico Junior College, a commit to New Mexico. Runner on first base in front of him, 1-0. In on the upper part of the zone for strike number one. Now a 1-1 count. Maud batting just .159 this season. He's had some big games, but he's also had some struggles. 1-1 the count, and Marhefke looking home, and the pitch at the knees called for strike number two, and Maud didn't like it, but now a 1-2 count, and I wish I had some research on this, but Maud, the Rafters beer batter for today for the Green Bay Rockers, as that one misses low and outside for ball number two. 2-2 the count. But there have been some certain games where the Rafters beer batter has really struggled offensively, and Maud trying to avoid that fate today. 2-2 the count coming home upstairs for ball number three. 3-2 the count. However, the unfortunate thing is that I have not been marking in my scorebook who the beer batter is each game, so I can't go back and figure out what the splits are. It's not like they keep track of that online either. 3-2 count, swing and a miss, strike number three, and Well, he's a man of the people, as that does it for the second inning. The Raptors, no runs on one hit, no errors, and one left on base. We go to the bottom of the second. It's 4-0 Green Bay here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
My name is Ariel. When I arrived in the U.S. at 19, I struggled to find job opportunities without my high school diploma. My entire life changed when I took a chance and got my high school diploma at age 22. Everything I have, my education, my career, my marriage, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and my teachers. They were with me every step of the way, helping with my English and math, making sure I push through all the challenges.
Ariel, your success proves that what I'm doing as a teacher has real meaning.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
Education was the key that unlocked all my opportunities.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
I was hearing this intro song that we come back to earlier in my car ride here, and I made the connection saying, hey, this is my intro song. I feel like I should be on the air. But now I can't remember what the song title is. I'm sure I'm going to get a text shortly with what the song title was, but it's blanking on me. Great song nonetheless, but we'll get back to work here with baseball coming your way here on WFHR. It's the bottom of the second inning, and back to the top of the order to lead things off. It was not the first inning that Pacetti was hoping for, but Tyler Pacetti back out here for his second inning of work, looking for a little bit of revenge against this Green Bay Rockers lineup, which did him damage in that first inning. First pitch to Eric Gion is a little bit inside for ball number one, a 1-0 count. And Eric Gion, the right-handed hitting third baseman, leading things off in the inning for Green Bay. 1-0 count. He led off that first inning, a ground out 6-3. And another swing and a miss here brings it to a 1-1 count. Pacetti finally able to get out of that first inning with a pop out, but things did not go his way as he allowed four runs to come across. Although only one of them was earned due to the error earlier in the first inning. The one earned run was the home run from Colin Helms, who's on deck. 1-1 count, misses low for ball number two, a 2-1 count. And Gion, batting just .224 this season, but he has taken walks and he's hit for power when he does get those hits. Six homers on the year. Trying to make it 7. 2-1 count is hit out towards right field. Kobayashi is going to scoop it up at the feet, a little bit misjudged, but able to bring it in for a line out for out number one. One up, one down in the second inning, and another ovation for the second back dog of the game as Scout is out here. That's another good dog. Scout ran out there very cautiously, picked up the bat, and then right on back. Did the job well. Now at the plate, it's Colin Helms, the left-handed hitting left fielder. First pitch, high for ball number one. We'll see how Pacetti responds after allowing the solo shot back in the first inning. And it wasn't just an ordinary solo shot. I mean, it was absolutely smoked to right field. 1-0 count. This one hit high in the air down the right field line, but foul, and that almost deep enough for another home run. And now a 1-1 count. Chetty's got to be careful with Helms at the plate. Left-handed hitting left fielder. It's a lefty-righty matchup, and talked about this earlier, but those lefties have certainly done some damage against Pacetti as the fastball misses outside for ball number two. Now a 2-1 count. Helms will be followed by Eli Selga due up in the bottom of the second. 4-0 the Rockers lead against the Rafters. 2-1 count coming home. Misses high for ball number three. Now a 3-1 count. And Tyler Pacetti, the right-hander on the mound for Wisconsin Rapids. I mean, it had been a strong start to the year for him and then faced a little bit of trouble back against Green Bay in his other start. He's been phenomenal out of the bullpen, but his starts, not quite as much. 3-1 count in there for a strike. Now 3-2. Which is an odd dilemma because you want to get the innings out of him. But if he's going to be better in the bullpen, you're not sure where you should have him. 3-2 count coming home. It's a foul ball flied out towards left field. Still a 3-2 count. But this season, in his 6 relief appearances, he's allowed a combined 5 earned runs, as he has totaled 16 1/3 innings. Breaking ball is barely caught off the back of the bat, and Helms able to stay alive. And now a 3-2 count. Still one away in the bottom of the second. Bases empty, and Helms, well, he hit the home run with the bases empty back in the first inning. 3-2 count coming home. It's a high chopper straight back to the mound. Soft grounder, barehanded by Pacetti. Oh, beautiful throw over to first. It's an easy 1-3 put out. Well, at least it looked easy for Tyler Pacetti. He had no problems with it. And it brings up Eli Selga with the bases empty and 2 outs in the bottom of the second. So first time that Pacetti's been able to retire a left-handed hitter this game, as they were previously 1-for-2, although the one time that the at-bat hadn't gone in as a hit was on the error. First pitch here to Selga, misses low for ball number 1, 1-0 the count. So in 4 plate appearances, all 4 batters had reached up until that point against left-handed hitters. Against righties, Pacetti still allowed those 2 hits, 1 to Humphrey and 1 to Buchanan, but not great contact on those, and he's retired 4 right-handed hitters. 1-1 the count now to Eli Selga, who's another left-handed bat, and he crushes one high in the air out towards right field. Kobayashi at the wall, and it's another home run for Green Bay. Oh, man, those lefty bats are doing some damage. Another solo shot, and it is now 5-0 Green Bay in the bottom of the second. Well, those home runs certainly get to you, although those only 2 of the 5 runs scored. Certainly does not help out the confidence of Tyler Pacetti, who had retired 3 in a row up to that point, but now takes on Joe Manella. And Manella, the right-handed hitting first baseman, it's a righty-righty matchup between him and Pacetti. First pitch on the way home, fastball low for ball number 1, 1-0 the count. And Manella, right-handed hitting first baseman, it's a righty-righty matchup. Manella reached on the error back in the first inning on the E1, as this one's laced over to third on the ground, picked up by Bryant. Long throw to first, a little low, but nice grab by Landon Gaz. Make sure to record the final out of the inning as it goes 5-3. But damage was done. 1 run for the Rockers on 1 hit. It was the home run from Eli Selga. No errors and nobody left on base for Green Bay. We go to the third. It is 5-0 Rockers here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. In the closet, under the bed, in the car. But I don't want your money or your TV. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. I'm patient and quiet. I don't sleep. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Secure all your guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to the rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Only so much time left in the summer. Only 1 week left. The Rafters regular season finale coming up in 5 days on August 9th. That is this Saturday at Wausau. But the regular season home finale comes up in just 2 days on Wednesday, August 6th. So hope to see you out at Witter Field, where the Rafters will be hosting the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders. First pitch of that game, 6:35 p.m. And the Rafters hoping to get some momentum heading into that night as they trail 5-0 in the bottom of the second here at Green Bay. And River Lindsay, the new Rafters bat, he's an outfielder who is leading off the top of the third. First pitch, a ball. Second one on the way home, laced into right and over the head of Bionia for a leadoff single. One plate appearance, one hit for River Lindsay. And, well, that looks like a big pickup for Wisconsin Rapids. More than happy to have him joining the team, as River Lindsay comes from Rock Valley Community College and playing in his first season in the Northwoods League. River Lindsay coming over from Rock Valley, this is his second season in the Northwoods League. He had appeared with the Badlands Big Sticks last season, as the first pitch to Mike Monum misses high for ball number one, a 1-0 count. However, the Rafters also did make one other roster addition, and that was the pitcher, who I'll get to in a little bit, but he had not played in the Northwoods League. Still getting used to these names, you know? 1-0 count, misses on the outside edge, now a 1-1 count. And Mike Monum, another recent addition, but he's been here now close to a week, week and a half, I feel like. Man, maybe it's longer at this point. I lose track of time. 1-1 the count. This one's hit high in the air out towards shallow center field. The infield shortstop running back out and backtracking, but it'll make the catch for out number one. Brings up Hiroto Kobayashi back to the top of the order with a man on first and one out in the top of the third inning. Still 5-0 the lead for the Rockers. They scored 4 runs in the first inning and 1 run last inning. First pitch to Kobayashi, breaking ball in there at the letters for strike number one. 0-1 the count, and Kobayashi, right-handed hitting right fielder, he's 1-for-1 on the game. He singled back in the first inning, but was caught stealing. Sends a fly ball out towards left field, but should be an easy play to make for the left fielder, and it is caught by Colin Helms for out number two, as the Rafters now on the verge of leaving River Lindsay over there on first base. And talking with him at first base is Rafters infielder Christian Bermudez, who is the first base coach today. He's wearing a mask and was hoping to get back to play here as Kareem Arusevic fouls one down the first base line, now an 0-1 count. And Bermudez, you might remember, he got hit in the face with a pitch just a few days ago, and I mean, that thing swelled up real quick and it did not look good, and it's kept him out for a while here. Bermudez, in his one game for the Rafters, 0-for-1 with a hit by pitch, is now taking off for second, is the runner from first, and River Lindsay slides in there safely. Beats out the throw when everyone on Green Bay was running back to the dugout. But not getting the out call as Lindsay picks up his first stolen base of the season. 1-for-1 for him. River Lindsay doing some damage now as he's on second base. 2 outs, 1-1 count to Arusevic. One and one misses. No, it hits the upper part of the zone for strike number two. And that one right on the edge there. Rusevic thought it was going to be called for a ball and a little bit of a delayed call by the home plate umpire. But sending in the strike signal, it's now a one and two count with the man on second. Pitch coming home, swing and a foul tip, but strike number three. And that takes care of Rusevic for the third out of the third inning. The Rafters, no runs on the one hit. There were no errors and one left on base. We go to the bottom of the third. It is 5-0 Green Bay here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Hey, Rafters fans. Don't let online troublemakers steal home. Stay in control with the new My Solaris app. It's a grand slam for parents, letting you monitor and block content, set screen time limits, and keep your family safe online, all from your phone or mobile device. Test your internet speed like a pro, set up guest networks, and prioritize devices to keep your family's MVPs working, streaming, or gaming without a hitch. With My Solaris, you're in command, managing your Wi-Fi like a champ. For more information, visit solaris.net/Wi-Fi. App features vary by internet plan and may require a complimentary equipment upgrade.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Tyler Pichetti is back out to work. He's already at 50 pitches through the first two innings, and the start really not going his way. Just his second start of the season, as previously he had made a start against Green Bay back in Wisconsin Rapids. Not his best start there, but a little bit better than this one, as he has allowed five runs over his two innings. Although, like I mentioned earlier, in the first inning, only one of them was earned. So on the night, two earned runs in two innings. And the right-hander hoping to get things rolling along as Aiden Cooney steps into the batter's box. And Cooney, the left-handed hitting right fielder, it'll be Cooney, Bionia, and Humphrey due up to start the inning against Tyler Pichetti. First pitch to Cooney is a little bit high for ball number one. 1-0 the count. Rockers lead the Rafters 5-0 in the bottom of the third. And so far, a shutout start from Steve Marhefke, who's continued to dominate. And the pitch high for ball number two now, a 2-0 count. And man, Marhefke, I mean, it has been a while since he's allowed a run, and the Rafters just hoping that they'll be the next one to score off of him. 2-0 count coming home, and breaking ball held off on by Cooney. Good take there. He wanted to go, but smart hold makes it 3-0. Marhefke, the last time that he allowed a run was back in the very first inning of the game against the Rafters back on July 11th. And Tyler Pichetti, he had been on a bit of a hot streak himself, not quite a scoreless streak like Marhefke, but in his previous 10 innings entering this game, he'd allowed just two runs as that one's lined into right field and gets down for a hit in front of Kobayashi. Picked up, he spins around and throws it to the cutoff man, Rusevic, at second base, and keeps the runner on first. So a leadoff single from Aiden Cooney brings up David Bionia to the plate with a runner on first and nobody out in the bottom of the third. And those left-handed hitters continue to do damage against Tyler Pichetti. Pichetti against left-handers this game. He has a game with two walks, two home runs, and a single. Now coming on home, the first pitch to David Bionia in there for a strike. And Bionia, a right-handed hitter, so you finally get back to see the righties, and that's certainly good news for the Rafters, as this one is crushed out towards left field, and maybe not good enough news, as that one is going back at the wall. It's out of here! And it's a home run derby in Green Bay. It doesn't matter lefty or righty because David Bionia is hopping all around the bases. Bionia sent that one the long way out to left field, and that is not an easy wall to get it over. 338 to dead left, and he sent it over that towards the bounce house. My goodness. David Bionia, his sixth home run of the season, and puts the Rockers up 7-0 in the bottom of the third. Brings up Max Humphrey with the bases empty and still nobody out in the third inning. And kind of needing Pacetti to get through this, the Rafters in this game, they have just a few eligible pitchers to use. And the pitch on the way home is in there for a strike, 0-1 the count to Max Humphrey. Mentioned it earlier, the roster a bit depleted, but maybe more so depleted in the pitching department. As the pitch on the way home, in there for a strike, it's now an 0-2 count. The Rafters, realistically, they could use Seth Spencer out of the bullpen, potentially. He has made an appearance out of the bullpen his last time out. Grounder over towards third, picked up by Bryant. Couple of hops and the throw to first is in time. It's a 5-3 putout as they take care of Max Humphrey for the first out of the third inning. Brings up Braden Buchanan to the plate with the bases empty and one out in the bottom of the third. It's 7-0, the lead for the Rockers. The Rockers have scored a run in each inning. They scored four in the first, partially and thanks to the one out solo home run from Colin Helms, as the first pitch now to Braden Buchanan in there for a strike. But that wasn't all, as you eventually saw Max Humphrey send home a pair of runs on his two RBI single. That pitch in there for strike number two called, and now it's an 0-2 count. Braden Buchanan, earlier in the game, he also sent home a run with an RBI single of his own. That one fouled back, and it remains 0-2 the count. It was Colin Helms, a solo shot, then a two RBI single from Max Humphrey, and an RBI single from Braden Buchanan in the first. Second inning, it was a solo shot from Eli Selga, and here in the third, the two-run homer just moments ago by David Bionia. 0-2 count, breaking ball in there, called strike three at the upper part of the zone, and that takes care of Braden Buchanan. First strikeout of the game for Tyler Pacetti, and it brings up Zage Lancaster with the bases empty and two outs in the bottom of the third, still 7-0 Green Bay. Mentioned Seth Spencer is an option. Behind that, you got Jack Wiesinger and Easton Zempel and the new guy, Jackson Phillip. Those are really the only options for the Rafters. A.J. Buonasetto is technically an option, but he's pitched in three of the last four games and would be shocked to see him go 4 out of 5 as the first pitch to Zage Lancaster misses for a ball. The second one as well. It's now a 2-0 count. 2-0 to Lancaster. Breaking ball at the letters for strike number one, and now a 2-1 count. Two away in the third, and that pitch again misses. Now a 3-1 count, and Pacetti has been a little more locked in on the strike zone here since that first inning when he walked two batters. Hasn't walked the batter since Aiden Cooney back the first time through the order almost 15 batters ago, and now a liner out towards left and dropping back. It'll be caught in left field by River Lindsay for out number three, and that takes us through the third inning. But the Rockers once again score. They score twice on two hits. There were no errors, and the Rockers left nobody on base. We go to the fourth, 7-0 Green Bay here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing. Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Into the fourth inning, and the game not going the Rafters' direction as Jake Beauchesne will see if he can change the script here in the top of the fourth. Beauchesne will be followed by Matt Inocco and Landon Gaz due up in the inning. And Steve Marhefke back out here to see if he can keep dealing. And Marhefke, man oh man, just incredible stuff from him and looks to continue doing so as the first pitch on the way to Jake Beauchesne misses for ball number one, a 1-0 count. And Marhefke had entered in 12 consecutive innings, not allowing a run as that pitch in there for a strike. He's now run that number up to 15 consecutive scoreless innings. 1-1 the count coming home, a grounder off the end of the bat, picked up by Marhefke, and he calmly turns around and tosses to first on the 1-3 putout to take care of Jake Beauchesne. Brings up Matt Inocco with the bases empty and one out in the top of the fourth. And Matt Inocco, right-handed hitting shortstop today. It's a righty-righty matchup between him and Marhefke. And Marhefke has allowed 3 hits but no walks this game. And that's been a big reason to his success. He's got a 2-0 record this year, but only the one quality start, but that was his last time out as the pitch here called for a strike, 0-1 the count. Entering this inning with 42 pitches, he'd be on pace to go through 6. 0-1 coming home, and that one outside for ball number one, 1-1 the count. And if they wanted to stretch him out, he could likely go 7, but with the way that this game is going, if Marhefke's able to keep dealing, there's no reason to stretch him out as that one grounds foul down the third base line. 1-2 the count. Marhefke from Upper Iowa University, native of Neenah, Wisconsin. Right-handed curling senior who split time between the Big Sticks and Rockers last season. 1-2 count coming home. This one laced up the middle, and that's the fourth hit of the game for the Rafters. The first one for Matt Inocco on the night, and it brings up Landon Gaz to the plate with a man on first and one away in the top of the fourth. Still 7-0 Green Bay, and Gaz, the right-handed hitting first baseman. It's a righty-righty matchup between him and Marhefke, and Marhefke, not a guy that anyone really wants to be facing right now. Pitch being brought home is hit high in the air out towards right field. Back at the warning track, slowing down the right fielder. Cooney will bring in the ball for out number two. And that one hit pretty well, but just not far enough towards right field. Getting an opposite field home run is a lot easier here in Green Bay than most ballparks. But still not an easy task. Two outs, runner on first. 7-0 Green Bay in the top of the fourth inning. Pitch on the way home, misses inside for ball number one. Peyton Bryant back up at the plate. 1-for-1 on the game. He had entered today batting 286 Just one RBI on the season, but he's only played in a few games as this one is fouled away. Now a 1-1 count. And Peyton Bryant, he singled in his only time up. Now looking home, Marhefke fires and reaching out and fouling it off is Peyton Bryant. So now a 1-2 count. Lachlan Maud on deck if it gets there, but with two outs, Bryant is hoping to extend the inning. The Rafters haven't seen two base runners in an inning this game, and Bryant fouls that back again to stay alive. 1-2 the count. Marhefke kind of throwing with a little bit of a sidearm angle. It's not quite the most average arm slot, but I definitely wouldn't say sidearm. 1-2 the count, and runner on first base is Akko. Marhefke brings it home. It's fouled off, and still a 1-2 count, and just a little bit further outside on that arm slot. And it's more so on the follow-through that looks a little bit odd as well. And hey, whatever works for you, because Marhefke, mentioned it earlier, he has been one of the best pitchers in the Northwoods League here in the second half. I mean, he shut down the Wausau offense. Just one run over five innings back on July 5th. 1-2 count. Again, Bryant fouling it back, and he is battling up there at the plate. Call him Justin Battle. Although Battle is a pitcher, so maybe not the right analogy to make. You know, you get what I'm talking about. As this one misses in the dirt, runner thought about taking off, now heads back to first. Akko safe over there. Ball number two, it's a 2-2 count. And Peyton Bryant about to see pitch number 8 of the plate appearance. Bryant, the right-handed hitting third baseman. It's a righty-righty matchup between him and Marhefke. Akko still on first. 2-2 count with two away in the top of the fourth. 7-0, and this one skied in the air towards right field. It'll be Bayania, the second baseman, who comes back into the infield grass and picks it up for out number 3. That takes care of the fourth inning. Even though Bryant has a good plate appearance, not able to keep the inning alive. No runs on one hit. There were no errors, and the Rafters left one aboard. We head to the bottom of the fourth. It's 7-0 Green Bay on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
You're cruising along Highway 54. You're jamming out to your favorite song. You slow down for a red light when out your passenger window, another car revs their engine wanting you to race. Now, at first you're like, no, I can't. But before you finish your thought, the light changes green, your foot slams the gas, your adrenaline is surging until your check engine light goes on. And reality strikes. Have fun again in your vehicle. Work with the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. With Governor Tony Evers choosing not to run for a third term, that means we're going to have the first open race for governor in 16 years. We already know who some of the candidates will be. On the Democratic side, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez launched her campaign, and Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley said he's running. On the Republican side, Washington County Executive Josh Showman and Southeastern Wisconsin Business Executive Bill Berrien are running. Many more are expected to join the race. And it's not just governor that will have an open race. We could see open races for Attorney General, Lieutenant Governor, Secretary of State, and State Treasurer, too. Couple that with what's happening in the state legislature, no longer under gerrymandered maps, the year 2026 is going to bring a rather unique moment for voters in Wisconsin to determine the path forward on a fresh new era for the state. I know some can be wary of change, but let's embrace this as the real opportunity that it is.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Welcome back into the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids. I'm Austin Thomas, and we welcome you back in. It's the bottom of the fourth inning here in Green Bay, Wisconsin, as the Rafters are taking on the Green Bay Rockers, and a new pitcher coming out of the bullpen for the Rafters. It's Easton Zempel, the right-hander who comes from UWSP, a local kid to Wisconsin Rapids, and someone who is pitched at a couple of different colleges. This past season was at UWSB, but before that it was at Edgewood in 2024, and in 2023 it was at Winona State. This past year with UWSB, he had some struggling numbers in his 11 appearances, but he did show signs of progress, and hoping to turn it around here, he is trying to get things rolling along. 8.25 ERA in his 12 innings pitch, but back here in Wisconsin Rapids, man, he has looked completely different. Been one of the Rafters' best pitchers over the past couple of days, but only one appearance, so not too much of a sample size to work with, as the first pitch to Eric Gion misses low and away for ball number one. 1-0 the count, and Easton Zempel comes in for Tyler Pacetti. Pacetti really struggled in his three innings as a starter, as this one's laced up the middle and gets into left center field for a leadoff base hit. Now rounding for second, Gion is going to cruise in there with a leadoff double. And on just two pitches, Gion was able to handle Easton Zempel's pitch, and it brings up Colin Helms to the plate with a runner on second and nobody out in the bottom of the fourth. Colin Helms, the left-handed hitting left fielder. Lefty-righty matchup between him and Zempel. And Zempel, in his only appearance as a Rafter, man, it was dominant for Wisconsin Rapids. The right-hander hoping to keep things rolling along here. And the first pitch to Helms, high for ball number one, 1-0 the count. Zempel pitched 3 days ago against Lakeshore back at Winter Field. Three innings pitched and didn't allow a run. He allowed just one hit and one walk. Runner on second base is Gion, and now coming home. This one's hit well out towards center field, and the left fielder underneath it and throwing it back in is Lindsay, and it's cut off by Madden Akko. So a simple line out to left field by Colin Helms. And it brings up Eli Selga to the plate with one out and a runner on second. And Eli Selga, left-handed hitting DH. It's a lefty-righty matchup between him and Zempel. But Eli Selga off to a hot start this game, one for one, with a walk, a home run, and make it two home runs. He sends that one way out of here, over the scoreboard in right field. Oh, man. Oh, man, I wish I had the numbers on how far that one went. That one absolutely smoked. And he is emoting all around the base paths. And Eli Selga, I tell you what, I don't even know if I'm Gen Z enough to understand what he just did going around the bases. I saw a dab mixed in there, and that was about the most of what I could interpret, but he was dancing all around the bases, I'll tell you what. Two-run home run there, and it makes it 9-0 Green Bay. Having some fun here, and why not? He's got a two-home run game, and that's a big day for Eli Selga. Brings up to the plate Joe Manella, first pitch in there for a strike on the lower outside corner. 0-1 the count. Second home run of the game for Selga. He scored three runs today, 2-for-2 from the plate. Fourth home run of the game for the Green Bay Rockers, and the 0-1 count in there for a strike to Joe Manella. Despite these four home runs, Manella hasn't been a part of the damage. Five home runs on the season for him, and a couple of them have come against the Rafters. He had the two home run game earlier in the season against Wisconsin Rapids as that one misses away. Now a 1-2 count. Specifically against the Rafters, Joe Manella has actually struggled. 2-for-17, but his two hits were both home runs. 1-2 the count, and that pitch high for ball number two. 2-2 the count. He's actually 2-for-19 if you include his two plate appearances today. So still looking for a single or a double. I'm sure he'd be fine with another home run, but laces one foul down the left field line, and it bounces into the stands. Looks like that one bounced off of a fan's hand. Hopefully it was the hand at least. As it's still a 2-2 count. Manella 0-2 on the game. He grounded out 5-3 back in the second inning, and he reached on an error back in the first. Base is empty, 2-2 count, and the breaking ball way high for ball number three. 3-2 the count. And four home runs in the game for the Rockers already. Man, that offense is absolutely smoking hot right now. That ties the season high for the most home runs allowed by the Rafters, and a fly ball out towards left field, and what a catch! Snow-coned by River Lindsay for out number two. That was a should-have-been base hit, but River Lindsay sprinting over to it, and he was so fast he didn't even need to dive. Caught it right at the knees on a snow cone catch, scooping it up, and it brings up Aiden Cooney to the plate with two outs and the bases empty in the bottom of the fourth. 9-0, the Rockers lead, and Cooney, left-handed hitter, but without a home run today, as that one is fouled back, 0-1 the count. Cooney, the only Rockers left-handed hitter in the lineup today, without a home run, but he is 1-for-1 with a walk and a single. So he hasn't been retired. 0-1 count, high for ball number one, now a 1-1 count. So I'm sure that he's okay without a home run and just getting on base every time, but I'm also sure that he would not dislike a homer. 1-1 count in there for strike number two, now a 1-2 count. And Aiden Cooney on the season batting just .227. Six home runs on the season, though. He's been able to hit for power. That includes against the Rafters as he hits one out towards left center field, dropping down. But Lindsay is there, and this time he'll bring it in on a little bit of an easier flyout. He made all three catches to retire the batters in the fourth inning. And in that fourth, the Rockers once again score. They add two runs on two hits. There were no errors, and there was nobody left on base. We go to the fifth. It's 9-0 Green Bay on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Looking for comfort, convenience, and great rates? Come stay at Super 8 by Wyndham, where value meets hospitality. We offer corporate, group, contractor, and extended stay rates, plus discounts for AAA, AARP, military, and CDL guests. Relax in a suite or whirlpool room, or enjoy a poolside stay with full access to our indoor pool and kids' games. Planning a gathering? Our meeting space fits up to 40. Wake up to our continental breakfast, served daily from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. And don't forget, Lake Bakawa Park is just 5 minutes away. Book your stay today at Super 8 by Wyndham. Comfort and convenience, all in one place.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Bad news for Rafters fans. Steve Marhefke is back out on the mound, and he has been cruising along through four shutout innings as he'll get back to work here in the top of the fifth inning. The right-hander has allowed four hits this game and has not allowed any other base runners besides those four hits, and each of them singles in separate innings. So it brings up the bottom of the Rafters order with Lachlan Maud, River Lindsay, and Mike Monum due up, and Maud sends a high fly ball out towards straightaway center field. Underneath it is the Rockers center fielder, and Humphrey brings it in for out number one. One up, one down in the fifth inning, brings up River Lindsay to the plate, with one away, and the base is empty in the top of the fifth. And Lindsay, left-handed hitting left fielder, a new batter for the Rafters. Mentioned earlier that he had played for the Badlands Big Sticks last year and trying to turn it around. Last year wasn't his best season in the Northwoods League, as the first pitch is on the outside edge for strike number one. 0-1 the count. But trying to get back on the right track, and guy who comes from Muskego, Wisconsin, is the 0-1 count. Misses away. Now 1-1 the count. 6'1", 200-pound sophomore. Comes from New Berlin Eisenhower High School, as this one is hit high in the air out towards right field at the warning track. Now coming back in is the right fielder, and it is brought in by Aiden Cooney for out number two. Two up, two down in the fifth inning. River Lindsay retired for his first time as a Rafter, and it brings up Mike Monum to the plate with two outs and the base is empty in the top of the fifth. Steve Marhefke just four pitches so far to record the two outs. First pitch on the way to Monum, and the breaking ball misses inside for ball number one. 1-0 the count. Lindsay not able to get things rolling along, and that allowed Marhefke to keep his pitch count low, as that one in there for a strike. Now a 1-1 count. Marhefke hoping for another efficient inning here. He had entered this inning at 58 pitches and a grounder fouled towards third base, and a nice snag off the bare hand by Rafters third base coach Manny Silva. Now a 1-2 count. Mentioned Christian Bermudez over as the first base coach earlier today. 1-2 the count to Mike Monum. And Marhefke looking to finish the inning off, and a check swing. Did he go? No, he didn't. Just barely holding back on that one as it missed in the turf. Now a 2-2 count. That was Marhefke's 66th pitch of the fifth inning. Pitch number 6-7 coming up here. Marhefke fires it, swing and a miss. That's strike number three, and man, Marhefke cruising along. He'll certainly be back out for the sixth inning, looking for a quality start. But in that fifth inning, the first hitless inning for the Rafters. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. Bottom of the fifth comes up next, and it is 9-0 Green Bay here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
This is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Have you ever found yourself asking,
what's a good recipe for cookies my kids will love?
How do I avoid giving my guests food poisoning?
How would a restaurant chef prepare this meal?
If so, then tune into The Kitchen's Open, the show within the morning show each Monday morning at the start of the 10 o'clock hour. I'll tackle topics, teach techniques, or tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners. The Kitchen's Open. We'll tell you something good.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
We're halfway there. It's the bottom of the fifth inning, and Easton Zempel back out for his second inning of action. Allowed his first runs of the season back in the fourth inning as two runs came across on the two-run shot from Eli Selga. And starting off the fifth inning, David Bionia. Bionia will be followed by Max Humphrey and Braden Buchanan, due up in the bottom of the fifth. 9-0. The Rockers lead the Rafters here in Ashwaubenon, Wisconsin. Righty-righty matchup, and the breaking ball high for ball number one, a 1-0 count. Bionia, right-handed hitting second baseman. It's a righty-righty matchup, as I mentioned, and, well, he didn't seem to care his last time up against Tyler Pacetti as he grounds one foul down the third baseline. Now a 1-1 count. Hit one the long way out towards left field, a home run. It was the third home run of the game for the Rockers. They've got four now. Eli Selga, a multi-home run game. 1-1 the count, and the dimensions here at Green Bay, certainly odd as that one misses outside. 2-1 the count. Over into right field, it's about 250 feet down the right field line. However, 20-foot high wall makes it a little bit more difficult, but still very close up. Now this one grounded over to the right side of the infield. Picked up at second base. Soft throw from Arusevic to Gaz, and that is out number one. One up, one down in the fifth inning, and it brings up Max Humphrey to the plate with the bases empty and one out in the bottom of the fifth. Still a 9-run lead for the Rockers. At the plate, Humphrey, right-handed hitting center fielder. It's a righty-righty matchup. First pitch on the way, crosses at the letters for strike number one. 0-1 the count. Mentioned right field is close. Well, left field is actually very deep out there. 338 down the left field line. 0-1 count is fouled back into the netting. Now an 0-2 count, and it's even farther to dead center. 386 to dead center, but in the left center gap, it goes all the way back to over 400 feet. 0-2 the count, and Humphrey trying to see what he can do. Watches that one miss outside for ball number one, a 1-2 count. So that's the field dimensions for you. It's a two-way stadium. Not just that, I mean, more like a three-way stadium. It plays flag football, soccer, and baseball. 1-2 count, misses in the turf, and goes all the way to the backstop. 2-2 the count. But that makes it even so more impressive for David Bionia's left field home run. The other three have all gone to right field, but probably would have been gone in a few ballparks as this one is sent high in the air but foul down the right field line. Still a 2-2 count. The only one that I would say maybe wouldn't have gotten out of here was Selga's first home run. The other two for sure would have been way out of here in any ballpark. And even Selga's first home run might have. 2-2 the count coming home, and this one hit out towards right field. This one is going deep at the wall. Kobayashi reaching up and grabbing it out of the sky. And nearly an opposite field homer for Max Humphrey due to that close wall. Not quite able to get enough power under the opposite field shot, and it brings up Braden Buchanan with the bases empty and two away. And Easton Zempel has been allowing the ball to get elevated here, but only been hurt for it a couple of times. He's trying to go through two innings. Righty-righty matchup between him and Braden Buchanan. First pitch here is hit out towards center field, running up on it. Beauchesne won't be able to make the play. It bounces off a hop into his glove, and it's a two-out single for Braden Buchanan. Brings up Zage Lancaster to the plate with a man on first and two outs in the bottom of the fifth. Still 9-0 Green Bay, and Wally the Bat Dog coming out here, and Wally and Scout doing a good job as the Bat Dogs today. Dog Day at Green Bay. At the plate, Zage Lancaster shows bunt but pulls back as it misses for ball number one. 1-0 the count. And Lancaster, right-handed hitting shortstop. It's a righty-righty matchup between him and Zempel. And at third base, Peyton Bryant playing a little bit out of position. Pitch on the way home is a full swing, but fouled back. Now 1-1 the count. Lancaster 0-2 on the game. First time up was a pop-out, but last time a liner over towards left field. It was a nice play from Rafters left fielder River Lindsay. That recorded his second out, but 0 for 2 nonetheless. 1 and 1 the count. Misses outside for ball number 2. 2 and 1 the count. All outs look the same in the box score and also result in the same thing when it comes to actual game impact. 2 and 1 the count coming home. That one in at the upper part of the strike zone for the second of the count. Now a 2 and 2 count. Lancaster looking to keep the inning alive and avoid the first scoreless inning of the game for the Rockers. They've scored in each inning so far, but man on first here with two outs. A 2-2 count coming home. Hit out towards center field. Straightaway center. Beauchesne a couple steps backwards and makes the play for out number 3. And that brings us into the sixth inning. In the bottom of the fifth, no runs on one hit, no errors, and nobody left on base. We come back in the top of the sixth inning. It's 9-0 Rockers here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Pencils, check. Notebooks, check. Gym shoes, check. Safeway to and from practice? Back to school shopping for your teenager can be fun, but wondering how they'll get to practice when you're at work is not. Drive down to 8th Street Auto and find them a reliable and affordable set of wheels. Let the team help you through the pros and cons and needs of your driver so you can sleep better at night. 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids is here for the family and wants to help keep your young driver safe. Call or stop by today.
Let's get one thing straight. Nothing compares to Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. Big wins, fun promos, real cash. No one in the area does it like we do. Every night feels like the weekend. Grab your friends, your family, whoever brings the fun, and fuel up.